here's a story from The World.
Here's some news we've been waiting months to hear. A vaccine for the coronavirus is coming. In just a few days' time, people in Britain will be receiving the first doses. Today, the UK became the first country worldwide to approve the new vaccine from Pfizer. It is the fastest rollout ever from concept to inoculation. Prime Minister Boris Johnson called it a huge and moving moment for Britain. This put more pressure on the FDA here in the U.S. and regulators around the world to grant approval for other vaccines. The World's Orla Barry joins us from London. Orla, explain how the UK plans to start rolling out the vaccine next week.
Well, the plan, Marco, is 800,000 doses of the vaccine will be available from next week. But don't forget, you need two jabs 3 weeks apart. So in other words, that's 400,000 people who'll be vaccinated by the end of December. And the plan, we were told today, is to start by vaccinating those seen as most vulnerable to the virus. In other words, those who are most likely to die from the coronavirus. And the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation here said this morning they'll start by offering the vaccine to residents of care homes and their carers. Then it'll be to those who are 80 years of age and over, and then frontline healthcare workers, and then working down through the age groups 75, 70, and they'll start vaccinating those with serious underlying conditions over the age of 16 at that stage. And they'll keep on working down through the ages until they reach those over 50, and that's all part of what they've described as phase one. But one thing to say, the scientific advisors this morning were also saying, look, these are recommendations, but local healthcare providers must consider if they need to be more flexible in how they prioritise who gets the vaccine. And maybe they'll have to take into account ethnicity, for example, or those who may be deprived of adequate healthcare. And that might sort of change the goalposts a little bit.
And the actual deployment of the vaccines, where will that happen?
Yeah, good question, because this vaccine, as you know, has to be kept generally in freezing temperatures of about minus 70 degrees Celsius, which is minus 94 Fahrenheit. So it's hospitals in the main that have those facilities already in place to store the vaccine. It's very likely that the first vaccinations that we're going to see, even if it's with residents in care homes, they may have to travel to hospitals to get vaccinated. It is a huge logistics issue. What they've done is they're dividing it between hospitals, between vaccination centres, and then in the community with GPs and pharmacists, etc. So these vaccination centres, they're places like conference centres and sports stadiums. They're all being set up at the moment. And the NHS, the National Health Service here, came out in the last couple of weeks, and they've been appealing for volunteers to help them administer the vaccine over the next few weeks.
What kind of reaction have you been hearing today?
Generally enormous relief, as you can imagine. It is the news we've all waited for. Also, I should say, it's the end of lockdown today. National lockdown ended this morning. So some areas, at the very least, have gone back to some semblance of normality. But I spoke to Ruth Isden with Age Action UK about this earlier. It's a British charity that represents older people.
It's hard to overstate how horrible this year has been for many older people and their families. We've seen older people become isolated and lonely at home. We've seen families separate. It's been heartbreaking. So the news that a vaccine that is effective in older people is potentially on its way now is going to be a real ray of light at the end of the tunnel.
But what was interesting, Marco, to see, and as you said, Boris Johnson described this as a very moving moment for Britain, but when he was talking in Parliament about it this afternoon, he sounded a much more cautious tone than I expected.
I think at this stage it is very, very important that people do not get their hopes up too soon about the speed with which we'll be able to roll out this vaccine. It is beginning, as my right hon. Friend the Health Secretary has said, from next week. But that's why I put so much emphasis, Mr. Speaker, on the continuing importance of the tiering system of mass community testing at the same time as we go forward through these tough winter months.
And although many people are, you know, very happy at the news today, I should say social media here is still full of messages of concern from people worried about the vaccine. And actually a YouGov poll out this evening in Britain, the polling agency in Britain, said 20% of people here have little confidence in the safety of the vaccine.
Right. I mean, there are still a sizable number of people who have concerns about getting vaccinated. Did the British regulator address any of those concerns today?
She did, actually. Dr. June Raine is the head of the UK's regulatory body, the MHRA, here. And she gave a long televised press conference this morning. And there was one issue she mentioned over and over and over. And that was the question of safety.
This vaccine, produced and developed by Pfizer-BioNTech, meets rigorous high standards of safety, of effectiveness and of quality. The public's safety has always been at the forefront of our minds. Safety is our watchword, and it will always continue to be so.
We've not cut any corners. That was another phrase she used repeatedly during the press conference. What is interesting is to see this afternoon, the regulatory body in Europe, which is the European Medicines Agency, said they will decide before December 29th whether they will grant approval to the Pfizer vaccine. So that'll be at least 4 weeks after Britain.
The world's Orla Barry there in London with what generally seems to be a good news milestone in the pandemic. Orla, thanks very much for this update.
You're welcome, Marco.